Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of Job, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Week 2. God, Man, and Satan. Wednesday Related Verses. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. He who practices sin is of the devil, because the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 through 16. Since therefore the children have shared in blood and flesh, he also himself in like manner partook of the same, that through death he might destroy him who has the might of death, that is, the devil, and might release those who because of the fear of death through all their life were held in slavery. For assuredly it is not to angels that he gives help, but he gives help to the seed of Abraham. Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7, and verses 14 and 15. As therefore you have received the Christ, Jesus the Lord, walk in him, having been rooted and being built up in him, and being established in the faith, even as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. Verses 14 and 15. Wiping out the handwriting in ordinances, which was against us, which was contrary to us, and he has taken it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. Stripping off the rulers and the authorities, he made a display of them openly, triumphing over them in it. John chapter 12, verse 31. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the ruler of this world be cast out. Suggested reading. Other than our Lord Jesus Christ, no one is an overcomer. The Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. He, the seed of the woman, will bruise you, the serpent Satan, on the head. Christ is the victor. He is the one who has destroyed the works of the devil and the one who has bruised the serpent's head. Christ has overcome. If we acknowledge this fact continually and join ourselves to Christ, we will overcome continually. Satan is the most afraid of our continually speaking this word of our testimony, acknowledging Christ as the overcomer. Such a word of testimony will drive Satan away. Christ has overcome. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! The cross at Golgotha is the place where Satan and his power is defeated. The victory at Golgotha is still effective today. Stripping off the rulers and the authorities, he made a display of them openly, triumphing over them in it, the cross. Through death, he might destroy him who has the might of death, that is, the devil. Man may consider the Lord Jesus' crucifixion as his failure, yet that was the very place of his victory. In the world, there is no way to determine the victor before the two armies have engaged one another and fought the battle. The Lord was crucified on the cross, and he resurrected from the dead. He went into death, fought with death, overcame the power of death, and then emerged victorious over everything. It would be impossible to say that the Lord has overcome Satan if he had not died and resurrected. This is why the Lord had to die, to fight with Satan, he who has the might of death, and overcome him. The Lord's resurrection is the proof of his victory. When Christ was advancing towards Golgotha, he said, "Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the ruler of this world be cast out." Satan was defeated at Golgotha. All those who want to fight against Satan elsewhere are destined to fail. Other than at Golgotha, Satan is always victorious. He was defeated only at Golgotha, and he was defeated at Golgotha forever. Hence, all those who are joined to the Lamb of Golgotha, who stand on the basis of his victory at Golgotha, not attempting to gain another new victory, but expressing the one unique victory in the present battle, will overcome. Defeat comes when one trusts in the self, but victory comes when one stands on the ground of Golgotha. Golgotha is the place of victory. Golgotha is our home. What can cause us to fear? We are the Lord's messengers, declaring the victory at Golgotha and Christ as the victor. To whom I send you, to turn them from the authority of Satan to God. The victory at Golgotha is still effective today. Jesus the Savior is still the victor. Satan is still the defeated one. He is powerless toward us. Hence, we all must turn away from the authority of Satan to God. Christ is the overcomer. When we are in Christ and are joined to him, we will also be the overcomers. We can overcome every day because the Lord has said, "Behold, I have given you the authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. The spirits are subject to you. In my name, they will cast out demons." Apart from the Lord, we can do nothing. We should abide in the Lord all the time. If we do everything in the Lord's name, Satan will be defeated continually.